Hey guys, welcome to the podcast today.
Nah, good on
you. You know I'm going to be a guest on Christian's because he's higher than us on the charts.
Oh,
so I'm going to go on Christian Harl's podcast and promote our
bring some of his people over here.
Yeah, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. We know you do. Thank you for all your kind messages. Remember to subscribe. Tell your friends if you like it. We talked more about vaginas, which is very important at the moment.
There's a lot of vagina talk, and vaginas are important.
Yeah, they are. You want to be rent a barbecue dad? You're keen for that.
Rent a dad. Yep. I'll come over. I'll tell you off.
Yep.
I'll tell you to sit down. Sit down.
I drunk bought some things and tried to get some hair extensions.
See,
it was a disaster.
You needed rent a dad at that moment when you're drunk buying shoes. Just me in the background going, knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a good. My dad's a legend. It doesn't. Like I have a good dad.
Yeah.
He tried.
He wouldn't stop that.
No, my dad would encourage it. Yeah. Enjoy the pod and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's the radio show that speaks its mind.
Shut up, Christian.
Hosted by two people who are all about Hollywood.
G'day, I'm Ryan Gosling.
Oh my God, it's uncanny. It's like it's in the room.
And featuring topics that really get Sydney talking.
Obviously, poo is a magical subject for anyone under the age of 10.
Yes.
It is glorious. It's funny.
For two professional radio hosts.
Me and you.
This is...
The Marciano Radio.
G'day, mate.
Hey, mate.
We're still let in the building.
Still number 7.
Seven is God's number.
Do you know what?
Isn't it?
The radio ratings came out yesterday, and we're last.
We are last. But you know what we were before they came out yesterday?
Last. We're the underdog. Get on board this train now, because the only way is up.
Because
we are literally, we're running out of numbers.
You know what? Trains like a flat run in.
But we're big around the country, which really counts in Sydney.
Yeah.
Look, we have a big show. Nonetheless, we're going to push on for the three people listening. Thank you, Sydney.
Thanks, guys.
we have $50,000.
Johnny, Macca, and Susan.
My mum podcast even. Yeah. Like, so I'm not getting up. We have $50,000 to give away for Alpha Bucks, hopefully today. You don't want to miss that. Prince Harry is in Sydney.
He's landed.
We're so excited.
Yep.
We're hoping, you know, to maybe... We're not going to talk to him. Like, we're 7.
The ginger prince.
So, can I talk to the last breakfast show? I think I
reckon
to say.
If you're a ginger prince, you get to talk to the last breakfast show.
Oh.
We've got things.
Lost some more people.
Dr. Trav's joining us. Coming up now, I've decided to take over the music in the show because that's why we're last.
Okay. You're... Sure.
My boss, our boss, is peaking right now.
Okay.
It is, it's Prince Rogers Nelson's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
I'm a big fan of Prince. I style myself on him, as you can see.
I even know what song this is.
This is When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few Prince songs today. I don't even care. Come at me.
This is one... Em, you're going to be very excited because, for starters, this is our favourite phoner.
We're doing
a phoner at this stage. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a phoner at this stage.
605.
605 phoner. But
131060 at the ready, Sydney.
Yeah, so it's our favourite subject, but we, in your absence, we actually had an opener for this sent in.
Are you joking me?
No.
So this
from
first time, Emma's hearing this. Second time or third time for the listeners.
Yeah, and his name is PJ.
PJ, thank you so much for all of the work.
So it's for our favourite phoner, which is what have you had stuck in you?
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Tell the truth. What have you had stuck in you? Can't you see? That there's currently something stuck in me.
Seriously. Really hurts.
Still going.
Yeah. Isn't it? Like, don't you want to give up, like, your job?
Yes.
Because...
PJ.
PJ nailed it.
You're hired. I love that the quality was very good.
Very good.
He's recorded that in a proper little situation.
I feel like he did that on an old organ. You know the organs that you can just press demo and dance to it for about 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. I used to make my parents sit in front of me and I'd press demo and pretend to play it.
Yeah.
And that was my show.
Yeah.
And I was like, these idiots have no idea.
I'm not going to lie. I've been there plenty of times. A lot.
131060, what have you been stuck in or had stuck in you?
Yeah.
Man had penis stuck in wrench.
Brilliant. just what? This is the gift. When producers turn up and go, okay, so a guy had his penis stuck in a wrench, you're like, don't say anymore.
But what I love is, so this guy got his penis stuck in a wrench, right? Yep. He yep. had to go through various...
Mate, if I had a dollar for every time.
He had to go through various first responders to get it
yes.
out.
Yep.
Like, he had to literally, first of all, he went to the obvious place. If you got your wang caught in some hardware, you go to the docks.
Yeah.
So he went to the doctors, but the doctors yep. couldn't help. So then the doctors called the firefighters. And then the firefighters...
Which is a worrying sign if a doctor has to call a firefighter for a medical emergency.
The firefighters came in with an angle grinder, okay?
So, if anyone out there is wondering, penis and angle grinder should never be used in the same sentence.
That's hot metalist.
But also, his penis had become swollen and turned purple.
Yes.
So it was not looking good. And
you don't want a purple penis.
The firefighters walked in with the angle grinder and said, oh, God, no, the heat generated by this is going to pose a danger to
yes.
you. Yes. So then the doctors... called a dentist.
Which is, it's a shocking development in proceedings, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so they called a dentist and two dentists arrived now.
Yep.
So just imagine we've got the guy sitting with his penis in the wrench. The firefighters are still there because these guys want to see how it all turns out. They're not leaving till they know what goes on.
Just so you know, the image is like a Chinese version of There's Something About Mary.
Who took this photo?
Where Ben Stiller.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 people
yep.
standing around
9.
This poor man with his bits.
Yeah.
And so the two dentists arrive.
And no one's laughing.
No, they've all got their masks on and their hands on their hips. And the dentist... they had a dental drill which rotates at 200,000 to 300,000 times a minute. That's an interesting fact.
Yeah. Right.
And the dental engine has a high enough pressure water cooler to reduce the heat, thus lessening the danger to the penis area.
Right, the dentists are there.
So they first of all tested the drill on a firefighter's wrench that was not attached to a penis.
Okay.
And they ascertained that indeed, yes, this would work. So then the man was freed within 30 minutes by the dentist without suffering further injury, and the final line is, it is not known why he had the wrench on his penis.
It's really good of the dentist to do a root canal.
30, 10, 60, we're going to try. What have you had stuck in you?
Or what have you been stuck in?
We'll see how we go. It's early. You guys might not be awake. Give us a call. We are doing our favourite topic to do.
Yes.
And...
which we have an opener for.
A listener, PJ... has made us an opener for what have you had stuck in you or what have you been stuck in?
Tell the truth. What have you had stuck in you? Can't you see that there's currently something stuck in me?
Seriously, it really hurts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think if that's the caliber of listeners we have, we are not going to be on the bottom for long.
No way. And I encourage you, if you're at home, you're thinking of openers that we need.
No, don't stop at openers. Send us anything.
Content.
Record your kids. Yeah. If you want to get on the show, we will gladly let you on. Less work for us.
I'd love to turn up to work tomorrow and zero needs to be done.
I would too. But you know what? A man in China has had his penis stuck in a wrench.
Now, we haven't really unpacked why he's got his penis in the wrench.
Well, I mean, no reason has been given. But in my mind, I was thinking about what would be a reason for you to do that? Because what's the purpose of a wrench?
A wrench.
What do you do with a wrench?
Well, in the wording of that, a wrench, I am picturing a monkey wrench that you can wind up and down so that it stays at
you can make it bigger or smaller.
So he might be using it as a pair of calipers to measure himself. Which would not surprise me at all.
Right.
Men like measuring themselves. They do it a lot.
Could have just used a
ruler.
Tape measure.
Or calipers.
Just anything. Anything other than a wrench.
Yeah, other than that, he might have been blocking off the supply of blood deliberately.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
To swell it.
I don't know.
Yeah, just exactly.
What are you guys... You know, you guys walk
but
around
But
you
can buy... You can, oh, it gets in the way.
What the hell?
Sometimes I just take it off and leave it on the bench.
But my favorite... pretty much. My favorite part of this story is that the amount of first responders they had to go through and the fact that they went, doctor, nah, firefighter, nah, dentist, got yes.
A, yeah. Got a mini drill.
Automatically you just think teeth around that area.
Yeah.
There's no teeth. No. Dentists don't walk around with teeth hands.
No.
I mean, dentists could not do your mouth if they had teeth for hands.
No.
But that's just what I thought.
You just thought they would walk in with teeth.
Hands, teeth, hands.
Dentists are here.
Hello, I'm a dentist. I have three mouths. One hand is a mouth, the other hand is a mouth. I'm going to take the wrench off your penis. Not that's with those teeth, sir. See what was going on in my head?
Yeah, I did see what was going on in your head. Yeah. It's not made things clearer.
Did you ever think, like, and sometimes I used to think firefighters have hoses for arms.
Oh, well, that would help.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever think about...
And they just sit on a fire hydrant and it shoots out like, their arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'd have microphones for hands.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just constantly good always just be on.
Yeah.
I'd not
stop
singing.
Your ear of speakers. Great.
So we did ask, of course, on 131060, what have you had stuck in you or what have you been stuck in? Farah in Wollongong, hello.
Hello, how are you? Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah.
Hump. For your day. Hump day. It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday. Humpy. M loves the hump. Humpy day. It's hump day.
Yay.
Those of you just joining us, Farah knows. Harley knows I hate the damn hump day. I hate it. I hate it so much. Farah, did you just call to torment me or do you have a story?
No, I actually have a story.
Yes.
What? Tell
us. Where
have
you been stuck?
Okay, so when I was three, I had an 11-month-old brother and he was two and he stabbed me in the eye with a crayon.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hectic.
Wow.
Yeah.
What colour was the crayon?
It was apparently a green crayon.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So mum had to like rush me to the emergency room and with a crayon hanging out of my eye. It was just a little bit away from my temple. Luckily, I didn't end up blind or anything, but I'm good now.
How's your brother? You guys hang out?
He was definitely punished. I'll give him that.
Farah, what were you doing to deserve? Did you deserve the crayon in the eye?
We were a bit rough as kids. I don't know. Having like a brother that was 11 months younger than you, I used to definitely like try and give him a shit or get him into trouble for doing things. So just sibling love, you know?
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
Oh, it has been.
Yep.
Sometimes people deserve a Crayola jammed in their eyes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You know what?
I would be lying if
I don't
I
like
say,
the victim shame, but Farah had that coming.
I'd say so. I'd say so. Cody, especially with the hump day. She's lucky I can't get at her with a crayon right now. Cody and Zetlin, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, darling. Mate.
What have you had stuck in you? What have you been stuck in?
Well, it was actually one of my friends was little kids. He got his fence. His head stuck in a fence.
Oh, brilliant.
In a fence?
A terrace house.
Yes.
And how long was he stuck?
It was a good 2 hours.
Yes. And that was a good 2 hours.
And were emergency services called?
Yeah, I think it was the fire department, but I can't remember what they did. We were only little kids, but like it was a couple of hours we were there for. It was a long time.
Set the fence on fire, we'll get you out.
If you're a little kid and the firemen turn up, God.
Yes. And if your mate's getting his head stuck in the fence, you're not rushing to get him out.
No.
There's photos to be had first. Yes. There's a good kick in the butt.
Emma and Leichhardt, hello.
Hey, guys. So when my brother was six, we went to the zoo and we were really big fans of the ice cream, like Magnum.
Yes.
And my brother, he was a little on the chubby side, so we looked at pelicans, and obviously the pelican was a fan of Magnums as well because the pelican jumped onto my brother's Magnum. Jordan, my brother, didn't want to let go, so a bit of a fight. My brother's hand was stuck in the pelican for about 5 or so minutes. So we needed to... My brother was, like, running around trying to get his hand out of this pelican. They both wanted the ice cream so badly. It was just terrifying. Also wonderful.
I love your brother's commitment to the Magnum.
You're not having it.
Oh, my God. Most kids would have just dropped it, but not him.
You know what I love, too, is that Emma included that he was on the chubby side and it has absolutely nothing to do with this story.
Yes, it does.
It makes the story funnier.
Little fat kid with his arms stuck in a pelican.
Full of chocolate. 100% makes it better. It was so necessary that she said he was a fat kid. So good.
Pelicans eat other birds as well.
Oh, no. I've seen pelicans attempt to take newborns, and I've seen a pelican take a small, fluffy dog.
I saw a pelican eat a car.
You're just trying to win. You're just trying to be a part of the gang. You're trying to be part of mine and Ben's Pelican gang.
Swallowed a whole car.
You never even seen it.
And then
how 18, good Storm Boy?
18 clowns come out its butthole.
Liar. Have you shown Leonard Storm Boy yet?
Yes, he's
Storm
Boy.
Oh, how good Storm Boy. Yeah, lots of pelicans there. Yeah, you get it. Thanks for your calls, everyone. Sam Rossiano radio show with Harley Breen on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. We just heard from Emma, whose brother's hand was stuck inside a pelican.
That is wonderful. Yeah.
And she did mention he was a chubby child.
His name was Gunter.
Which I enjoyed. I think she even said his name, maybe Jordan.
Oh, something like that.
But we did give her and her brother a double pass to the zoo.
Yep.
So we're going to let them go and try their luck again.
And if you know how social media works, you'll recreate that moment.
Yes, you will.
Pictures.
Thank you so much. But you have a dentist update.
I am a picture of health.
You didn't go
My
to the
teeth
dentist
are great.
To get your penis removed from a wrench, though.
No. I thought about it. And then I thought I probably just won't put my penis near the wrench.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've had some, you know, I've had some dental situations going on. While you were away, was it? Did I break my tooth?
Yeah, I feel like you've broken it. I can't believe, I feel like you're a pirate.
I am a pirate.
I can't believe
you're a pirate.
Do you have scurvy yet?
I'm a captain.
Is it the scurvy?
I have scurvy.
I feel like you broke two teeth.
It's the one tooth, but I broke it twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the same tooth. So then I finally went to the dentist to get it looked at. It was a massive chunk that had to be taken out. Yeah. I'll show you a picture of it. It's pretty.
I'll be right, mate.
It's pretty awesome.
Cheers.
They put a temporary filling on it.
Yeah.
So one dentist, she put the temporary filling on and said, you're going to have to come back.
Did you do that?
What?
Did you go back?
Yeah, I went straight back.
In time?
And do you know why I had to go to a different dentist? This is literally the reason. She's not strong enough to pull the tooth out.
Oh,
hectic.
Oh, God.
So then I go to the other dentist, Strong Arm Luke, and he goes, okay, so here's what we got to do. We got to pull the tooth, then we got to wait a period of time, then we got to put a bolt.
No, thank you, please.
Into your jaw.
Oh my God! Just have a gap.
Then you got to wait.
Just have a hole.
Then I've thought about it. Oh. Yeah.
I just left an actual hole.
Yeah, it's hard to talk with your fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, but like I just left the hole. They were giving me all this crap about bolts and root canals and 15 grand. I'm like, you know what? Give me a hole.
15 grand? What were you getting put
gold
in?
Gold teeth.
Anyway, he goes, listen, we can wait for it because I don't want to do it right now because I've got to use my mouth to talk.
Yeah,
and he's like, as long as this can hold up. Till we plant it. So yesterday, while eating a cashew, known for its hard consistency.
Can you stop eating nuts? You broke the other one on a nut.
Yeah. Well, I've snapped a bit off.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah, snapped it off.
So you were back at the dentist yesterday.
No, I didn't go back to the dentist.
Oh, terrific.
Because I thought there's no need to worry him with it. I'll just keep, you know what? You know what this is, you know what season we're in? Soup season. Love a good soup.
You know what definitely fixes itself and goes away?
Yeah.
Dental problems.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Like, you don't worry about that. It'll be fine.
It'll just grow.
It'll regrow.
Same as lumps on your testicles.
Yeah, it's good.
Just let those ones go, boys.
That'll go.
They're fine. That won't turn into something
and
nasty.
And you know that weird mole on your neck? Don't get it checked.
No, don't check.
It'll be fine.
Listen, this is opposite day. Make sure you take care of yourself. Go and see a medical professional.
Would you go to a dentist today, please?
No. Well, okay.
Harley!
what are you hoping
is going to happen? What's the best case scenario right now?
I will get a week off this job, so I could go today.
Sure.
I can't talk. That's the problem. I've got to time it in, because once they do one step of the process, I can't talk for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we still have you in? Is he
sad
that you have to endure me? Go to the dentist, dickhead. It's time to do this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Do you want to go and see Disney on Ice? Presents Frozen at Kudos Back Arena. I got two tickets from tickets at tickettech.com.au.
What just happened?
That was amazing. Mitch,
that was great.
Mitch,
who wrote that?
Get Mitch to come in. I told him to leave something on the end, and he didn't do it. Mitch, what did I tell you to leave on the... Mitch makes all the sounds in our show.
Yeah, we can turn this. G'day, mate.
What did I tell you to leave on the end of that intro?
Which intro? I wasn't even listening.
The one. You're the audio producer and you weren't listening to the show.
I'm doing other things.
I love that it's like you're a little brother that we just woke up.
Mitchy, what's going on?
It's the What's a Superior opener.
Yeah.
When you made the Frozen thing, what did I tell you to leave on the end?
I do not remember.
The bit where I said that was really good.
I'll go remake it now.
Now. Right now.
We'll have it before the next segment.
Thanks, Mitchy.
Thanks,
and
Mitch.
Who wrote Bit Rough on the vocals, mate?
Yes, Max. Max, Max, you never write, mate. You're the gayest man in Sydney. What's going on there? Why are you writing mate?
We're Mask now.
You are not Mask. There's nothing Mask about. I am Mask compared to you. You are power bottom. So.
Both of you need to calm down.
He's just written hashtag verse. Oh, Disney will be wrapped. So.
Well, this has gone well.
We are doing What's a Superior in honour of his visit to Sydney.
Yes. The Ginger Prince.
What's a Superior Royal? Who's the Superior Royal?
Who is the Superior Royal?
Well, it comes no surprise that my favourite Royal is Fergie.
Right.
The Fergie Ferg.
Another Ginger.
Toe-sucking queen. Yeah.
Is she still a Royal?
I think so. I mean, she has Royal offspring.
She's definitely got Royal
Princess
offspring.
Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
What is the other one's name?
Are they?
I know there's Princess Eugenie.
Then which is the one that
will
cut Ed Sheeran?
Oh, Princess Eugenie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She totally cut Ed Sheeran's face with a sword.
Yeah.
There's nothing more royal. That's so Game of Thrones.
They were doing a joke about
she was fake knighting him
and then cut his face.
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran.
He's totally. When you see the scar, that is given by a royal.
She wins.
I think secretly though, he would be kind of happy with that scar.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
It's
How'd
really,
you get that?
It's
a royal cut me. Done.
Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
So for me, Fergie, because I just feel like she refused to conform to that family.
Yes.
She was so against everything they did. She had the flaming red hair. She wore the tight leopard print outfit.
Yes.
And for me, I always looked at Fergie and said, that's how I'd do it if I was a royal.
She was loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Well, it's hard. I want to go for sheer class, off-piste here, away from that family.
Yeah.
Grace Kelly of Monaco.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's Grace. Very graceful person.
Yes.
But also, he's just a disaster. Prince Philip. Yes. I know he's retired.
Prince Philip.
But what a disaster of a human.
Delightfully racist gentleman.
Married his way into real privilege.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I like the system there too. You don't marry in and become a king.
No.
You can marry and become queen.
Yes.
You don't marry and become king.
That's
so
the way it should
he's
be.
Just a duke. And he knew it from the start. And he's went, I've got nothing to lose.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. He's a man to be respected.
Yeah.
So you get where we're going. We do have the two tickets to give away to see Frozen on Ice. It'll be amazing. The kids will love it.
Yeah.
In honour of his visit to Sydney today, Prince Harry is here. Our premier, Gladys Berejiklian, will be taking a stroll around Secular Quay with
him. If the weather holds up, hopefully they'll be walking around Secular Quay.
It's going to be very wet, though. They may have to reschedule. You know, they might have to go do something. They can't do a bridge climb today. That would be
hectic. No bridge climbing.
They'll fly away like Mary Poppins. I don't know. What do you do? I mean, they can't really go to a movie. What are they going to do?
That'd be odd, wouldn't it? You just met each other and then you got to sit in a movie
scene. I don't know. I mean, what can you do indoors in the middle in the CBD of Sydney?
First dates, middle of the day, coffee, because then you can go, sorry, got to go.
Oh, I don't know that it's a first date. I don't know if that's the way. I don't know if she's looking to make a quickie. This isn't a Tinder situation. She hasn't swiped right on Prince Harry.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean,
would. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Come on. I'd burn it so fast I'd drop the phone.
Yeah.
131060, what's the Superior Royal? Who's your favourite royal? Who's number one in your eyes? We'll take your calls next.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Do you want to go and see Disney on Ice presents Frozen at Kudos Back Arena. I got two tickets from tickets at tickettech.com.au.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I see.
See?
Yeah.
Self-critiqued.
Yeah.
We do indeed have tickets to go and see Frozen On ice. So good. Prince Harry is, of course, in town today, walking the streets of Sydney. You might see him out and about with Gladys Berejiklian, our premier. I'm pretty excited, hoping to bump into Harris.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a Hadzi fan.
Just pop around. Just walk around circular quay area.
The quay. They are expecting, even though, despite the fact it's going to feel like it's 10 degrees outside, raining and windy, they are expecting a crowd of, people watching you walk.
Royals. They love royal watchers.
I'm a royal watcher.
Yeah, you are.
Like I said, I'm a staunch feminist, but did tape the royal wedding because I was asleep.
Yep.
And I love
Prince Harry, let's not forget where he comes from.
Yeah.
That place is the pinnacle of drizzly cold grass.
Oh, so yeah, you're right.
Might be a nice day for him.
He'd be used to a brisk stroll in the cold. Yeah. I do love him. And so what we've done for what's his appear in honour of Prince Harry visiting, of course, he might be in a car on his way from the airport now. He's listening to us. Of course,
he
would be 100%.
Yes.
What's a superior royal? I've gone for Fergie Ferg. I feel like no one's ever going to beat her.
Yeah.
Her other daughter's name is Beatrice.
Yes.
Virginie.
Yeah.
She wore the hat that looked like the sperm to the royal.
Oh, that's
wing.
Right. The thing.
Yeah.
On the side
and
of the head.
Yeah. And Beatrice. I've
gone from just one of the best disasters that's ever happened to public life. Prince Philip.
Prince Philip.
The Duke.
And then, I mean, the obvious one is the Queen, Lizzie, because she's served for so long.
Well, she's the boss.
She's had no scandals except for her extended family members causing her grief. But otherwise, she's
run a tight ship.
She has run a tight ship. And I just sometimes look at her and think, God, you're an impressive woman.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Crown on Netflix yet?
No.
Oh.
So
and
good.
She's had The Crown since her early 20s.
Yes. When her beloved father passed away, and he was a lovely man, much loved, and she took it on, and obviously being a female in that era, becoming the lead monarch. If you've got Netflix, watch The Crown. It's the most beautifully shot I've never seen. It's stunningly made, and your mate does not disappoint.
What?
The guy who plays Prince Philip is spot bang on, and he is a naughty, naughty boy.
Yes.
Jared, hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Who is the superior royal?
I'm going away from the UK and going to Aussie, Princess Mary.
Yeah, Princess Mary of Denmark.
Princess Mary.
Yeah, she made everyone in Australia believe that you can meet a prince at the pub.
You can't.
Nah. I don't think that was the run-of-the-mill Tasmanian pub that he walked into. And I don't think she was just a chick barfly hanging out and going, "Kill you, prince, get your hand off it."
Oh, man.
I don't think that's how it went down.
Your impersonation of Prince Mary
My impersonation's amazing.
Uncanny.
Tell me anything I'll impersonate.
I thought she was in the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to Tasmania this weekend.
Oh.
I might meet a prince.
You could.
Stitch husband.
They actually met here. They met in Sydney.
Oh, I was in Sydney.
In the Olympics.
Oh,
I
thought they met in Tasmania.
Don't ruin our fantasy.
Oh, is she from
Tasmania? Tasmanian.
Listen, there's something true about what I said.
Did they meet here in Sydney?
Yeah, during the Sydney Olympics.
At a pub.
Definitely at a pub.
Yeah.
Brian Randwick, hello.
Morning.
I'm being told they met at the slip in. He slipped in later, didn't he?
Oh, hey.
How's that?
Yeah. It's about sex.
Bray. Was it superior royal?
Big fan of the show, guys. I think definitely Prince William. I know it's, he wears that bald spot with pride.
Doesn't he?
Well, it's okay.
Since his early 20s.
He locked old mate down before the bald spot got really bad, so it's fine. Yeah, Kate.
Catherine.
I do like William, and I think that they do their mother proud.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like they really do die. She'd be wrapped with the young men they are.
Yes.
They took after her, not so much.
Yeah,
the other one.
There are other dads.
I obsess over who the real fathers are.
Oh, God.
Like I've made comparisons.
Have you?
And I've got theories, man.
Yeah.
There's whole websites devoted to who the fathers are. I have a plate with the Charles and Di commemorative plate
when
I got married. Yes, it's beautiful. Vicky and Pentes, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, darling.
I have got to agree with you, Em. I love Fergie. I just love Fergie. Nothing can beat her. But you've already mentioned her, so I'm going to go the other way. And I'm going to say Kate, because she is so elegant. And she just holds herself in any situation. I mean, she can be walking down, a street and it's blowing a gale, and she still manages to hold her dress down and look elegant. Yep. And I've got to give her credit there.
Yeah, I agree. She holds
Duchess.
Herself well. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's good. Thanks, Vic. Sarah and Bella Vista, who's the superior royal?
Princess Di.
Yeah.
Could not be another.
I agree.
She's so beautiful, so elegant, and I'm talking about her in present tense.
I know. Yeah. Where were you when you found out the news? Everyone always remembers this.
Yeah, I was at school, year 10 in Latin class.
Yeah, I was working a reception at a gym. And the news came over, breaking in over the radio, and I just everyone in the room, and it was just stopped.
Yeah,
it was so. Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was at my nana's house.
See, you just remember that, don't you? Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, beach house in Yanchep. Yanai.
So weird.
Yeah.
All right, who are we going to give the Jared? Do you have kids?
No, I've got two nieces and nephews either.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
You're taking them to Disney on Ice presents Frozen at Kudos Bank Arena. You'll be the number one uncle in their eyes, don't you worry. Look out for Prince Harry today, you guys. Oh.
Now, mate, I've missed this. In short, you go out.
I didn't go out this time. I was day drinking.
Yeah.
This was even worse.
A couple of raspberries.
131060, it is drunk shopping episode 2. what did you buy when you'd had a few raspberries?
Yeah.
And
it doesn't take many raspberries either.
No. Look, Michael, my best friend, came around and we were sitting together and it was after 12. We're not animals.
Yeah.
It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
normal behaviour.
We had a rosé. Or a few. And we got on our laptops.
It was already half a carton deep by 2 o'clock, but anyway.
We got on our laptops and did some things that I found out about the next day.
Listen, can I just say from the outset here, don't...
No, I don't. Like,
drink and have a laptop near you.
So why, true.
What are you doing?
I agree with you 100%.
Put your phones away. Put your laptops down.
Yes, I know.
Engage with each other and you won't be doing what you did.
So the thing is, it's so dorky what I've done, what I've ended up purchasing.
Yeah.
I got an email the next day confirming my flights to Tasmania.
Yes. You drunk bought yourself a trip to Tassie.
I drank.
Which is how the place was founded in the first place.
Not only did I drunk buy a ticket to Tassie, I'm going to Dark Mofo.
Yes.
Which is, I'm like, so I don't do cool things when I day drink and buy. Yeah. I buy tickets to art festivals in Tasmania.
Yeah, now Dark Mofo.
What even happened to me?
Who are you?
For those who don't know, it's a festival of sorts, but during Dark Mofo, there is a very famous that they tried to cancel it. I don't know if you were a part of it because you wouldn't know because you don't remember whether you signed yourself up for the
nude swimming. I'm going to nude swim.
Are you going to nude swim?
I've got nothing to lose.
There you go.
What do I care?
Run, get to Tassie.
And
nude swimming.
So, but that wasn't the only... So this is what's happened to me. I don't know. Like, 19-year-old Em hates me because that's what I've done. I've bought tickets to an arts festival and I'm going to Tasmania this weekend, in fact. But, of course, I would need shoes to wear to an arts festival in Tasmania. I definitely needed...
Oh, because you had none.
You
had no shoes that you could put on to get to there.
I only have 257 pairs of shoes.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So
you bought a pair of shoes.
Do you
really have 257 pairs of shoes? No, that's silly.
You've seen the cupboard.
Yeah, but is Ben's seen the cupboard. That many?
I actually just donated half of them, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
So I got on our old friend, Netta Porter, and I bought myself...
I don't know if it's a friend.
I bought myself some Gucci shoes to match my Gucci handbag.
You got them on right now.
And...
They make noise.
They make... Listen, I'll put my shoes... Like, I'll put...
That's you just shaking it.
So
they're similar to a teething child's toy.
They're a loafer covered in gold studs and they've got tassels on them and the edge of every tassel is a lion's head.
There's a lion's head.
You called them the most disgusting shoes you've ever seen.
No, I didn't say disgusting. I said that's the most horrific thing
I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was giving you the wind-up because I know you probably spent $500,000 on that.
We've got a photo.
Christian's going to put a photo up. But the cost of the...
How much is that? How many villages could have you bought out of debt?
131060, how much did you spend drunk shopping? The shoes? Christian, shut up.
Can I just say, we have some very sophisticated Facebook followers who saw the video of the shoes. They did some Googling and they've actually commented.
They've commented the actual...
I have to hide the comments.
What did they say?
They said the correct amount.
Did they have a go at me for doing
that? No, they were like, great shoes, and then they went, Googled it, ... with a dollar value.
Can my husband turn the radio down right now? Scotty, it's best for our marriage that you turn the radio down
right now.
Hey,
Scotty, you know that new car you wanted? Em's wearing them on her feet.
I would never normally spend this amount. No, you know I wouldn't. Okay.
No, I know you would. He knows
my
you would.
Credit card. I got a phone call from the bank.
Yeah, I bet you
checking
did.
Yeah. If I had made the purchase
if you'd
on the
over
card.
Your head.
If it had been stolen. Yeah, there should be a
Amelia,
checking alert.
Have you
on my
hit
card.
Your head?
They were $1,900.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Sydney.
You should be sorry.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Is ridiculous.
It's a month's wage.
I like it more, though.
Yeah, but it's like, I can't afford that. I put on a credit card.
Did you just say that's a month's wage? Shut up.
It's a month's wage. Not for me. But for some people, it is. And I appreciate it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll pay them off over a year. It's fine.
Yeah.
They cost more than the trip to Tasmania.
Yes. Of course, they cost more than Tasmania.
$1,360. Did you spend more than me? Can you top?
$1,900 on a pair of shoes on an afternoon because you had your laptops out when you were drinking.
Day drinking.
Now, I'm risking my job here, Em, and I love you. But remember literally like a couple of months ago you bought with a red bottom? What's that famous shoe brand with the red bottoms on
Christian
them?
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Oh, you drunk bought them?
They were less than these.
No. What?
They were.
Oh, right, yeah, but totally believe that.
They were $1,600, those ones. All right, I have a problem with shoes. Yeah. Oh, sue me. I'm the only woman in the world who spends more than she can afford on shoes. Oh, I'm so unrelatable. All right, everyone. 131060, can you beat me? I want to. Last time we did this, it got spectacular.
Yeah.
What did the last thing? Someone bought
$75,000 on a Rolex.
That was the
That's
last
right.
thing.
Yes.
He had a house deposit and,
yes,
and
blew it on a Rolex.
131060, what did you drunk buy? Can you beat me? We'll take your calls next. Right now, I'm sorry. I know. And people are like, oh, God, why are you spending so much money? You're an idiot. And I know that, but I was day drinking. And I sometimes when you've had a couple glasses of wine, buying a trip to Tasmania seems like a good idea. And when you go to Tasmania, you need shoes.
Listen, I'm not knocking the trip to Tasmania. I 100% support it.
Duck
That's
Mofo.
Very good. Duck
so
Mofo.
So excited
I've
about it.
To go. I absolutely.
I'm going to nude swim.
Yep.
100%.
Mona is amazing.
And I definitely needed some new shoes to go to Tasmania.
The shoes
with.
I do not endorse as much.
And I bought myself a pair of Gucci loafers, which we have revealed cost a lot of money.
Yep.
And I know I'm not the first person to have a few raspberries and get online and buy something ridiculous.
Yes.
On 131060, it's time to fess up, Sydney. This is just a way to show my husband and anyone else listening that I am not the most ridiculous person, that other people also partake in this activity.
But you did spend $1,900.
Okay. Gina in Camden. Hi, Gina.
Hi, good morning, Em and Harley. You gorgeous
Hello, mate.
People.
Oh, what'd you drunk by, James?
Okay. Had a few red cordials, we'll say. Yes. And me and my girlfriend, and we ended up in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Spent triple of what we should, and ended up with all gluten products and incontinence pads.
Is that because you're allergic to gluten? You're like, stop it. I'm eating it. I'm going to shit my pants.
I'm letting loose. I'm eating gluten today. I love that. But, Gina, even that's a practical thing to do. You've gone and bought aisle 7, but that's all right. Like, you'll use that stuff.
Yeah.
I love that you're like, you look at each other and went, supermarket? Hell yes.
Girls are on the town.
That is the last place I want to be, even when I'm sober. God. Eddie in Parramatta, hello. Hi, Eddie. Is he there?
Hi, Eddie. Hi guys. How are you guys? Love you guys.
Thank Good you. On you mate. Baby, what did you drunk by?
So it was me and the colleague, or colleagues and I. You stop for English.
The boys.
We're at a restaurant. Yeah. The boys.
The
we're
boys.
At a restaurant and... So we're at the restaurant and we had a few drinks after food. And what we decided to do was we decided to go to Westfield. And I decided to be a thrifty shopper and decided to get, I think it was 4 different types of Air Maxes because they were on sale.
4?
They're on sale, bro.
Mate, they're on sale.
They've gone to the junger.
You're losing money not to buy 4.
They were on sale. And you know what? They might not be the $1,900, but they were the equivalent of female shoes. So... And I felt pretty good about myself.
I love that you bought 4 pairs of Air Maxes because they're on sale. Oh, mate, you can rationalise anything. Air Maxes.
I thought he said air mattresses.
No, Nikes.
I'm like, why'd you buy 4 air mattresses?
Is that
for?
What you said?
Yeah.
I don't even listen to the words you say. Oh, I didn't even hear you say that. When you said air mattresses,
like,
I heard air maxes.
I just kept picturing he's making his own jumping castle. That's not a bad idea at all. I'll do that.
I love it.
I've got a spare room and I'm going to turn the whole thing into a padded cell.
Oh my God.
This is the best day of my life.
Sophie in Surrey Hills. Sophie in Surrey Hills, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. What did you drunk by, babes?
I was sort of in the same situation as you. I was a few rosés deep out with friends.
Was it daytime?
It was daytime.
That's when it's dangerous.
Yeah, because the shops are still open.
It's the most dangerous time to drink.
Yes, because you always feel like, oh, I'm so civilised. I'll be in bed by 6 o'clock watching Downton Abbey. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll wake up feeling fine.
Fine. It's, yeah. What did you buy?
I bought an apartment.
Wow. And in Sydney, that is an epic drunk buy.
No, because I'm too busy spending money on my rosé. So I had to buy it on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
So,
what?
Yeah.
Because you can't buy it in Sydney. Cause...
I was just going to say, no, you live in Surrey Hills.
I'm too busy drinking rosé and spending my money on the important stuff. So I had to go somewhere else to get it.
I'm like, she's at the Beresford on a Sunday, so with the gays having a rosé. I'm like, you're not buying an apartment there. But I love that she's gone, I'm going to buy an apartment on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, because it's the same price as a glass of rosé in Surrey
Hills. Surrey
Hills,
yeah. Oh, and Sophie, do you still have the apartment?
Yes, we do. And my rosé consumption has obviously gone down just a little bit to help pay for it. And I'm still paying for it. Like, that is the most expensive hangover I have ever had.
How do you even do that? What, you're on realestate.com.au and you're like, I'm going to... Like, I didn't know you could click through and buy a house.
Now. There's a buy it now button.
I didn't realize there was an option where you could just buy it. That's brilliant.
Look at it. Because I was busy.
Yeah.
So I sent someone else to look at it, and they were like, oh, yeah, pretty good. And I was like, all right, well. And then I sent it to my partner, and he was like, oh, yeah. And so I was like, oh, I'm putting in an offer. It's Saturday. It's going to go through. It'll be fine. Monday morning, get the email wanting the deposit.
Yeah, of course
I
did.
All of a sudden, my shoes and trip, nothing.
Nothing.
It's a whole house.
Yeah.
I am golden.
You're going to use that when you get home.
100%.
Sophie bought a whole house.
They want a house. I'm so sweet. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Dr. Trav next. Hals, joining us now is Dr. Trav. Hey,
G'day,
Dr. Trav.
Good morning, guys.
Psychologist and all-around good guy.
Yep.
Trav, we wanted to get you in. Obviously, the news is being dominated by the terror attacks that are happening. Well, look, around the world, even in Melbourne this week, in Brighton, which is in Sydney, the equivalent of Double Bay. And the last place you'd expect anything like that to happen, it's kind of touched people down in Melbourne also. And we're just hearing this morning, South Australian nurse Kirsty Bowden has been celebrated and remembered as being a brave and amazing person. She, it's been revealed by her family, ran towards the danger.
In London.
In London, on London Bridge, to help people. And 28-year-old and her family have released a statement saying, you know, we're so proud of her and you know, please respect our privacy, obviously. But this is something that is wall-to-wall coverage, Trav. And if you've got kids, I've found it's a tricky one to address with them. And we wanted you to kind of help us and everyone else listening. What's the best way to approach this kind of thing with kids?
Yeah, I think it's really difficult, especially at the moment, given the volume of activity that's happening around the world. And kids are being bombarded by information through their mobile devices all the time. It's really difficult to manage their consumption of it. And depending on how old your kid is will depend on how you deal with it with them, if that makes sense.
Younger kids. When you bring up age, I know you can't make a blanket, talk about it at this age and don't at that age because every kid is different, but is there a ballpark you can give us?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is, sorry, Hal, you got to put your radar up as a parent and you know your kids better than anyone and really be sensitive to how they're responding to it at the moment and match them where they're at. So, you know, listening to their fears and concerns, giving them space, talking about it, even if you don't feel comfortable raising it, you know, just asking them, you know, have you been seeing things? How are you coping with it? And just creating space for them to be able to talk at any age is a really positive thing.
Yeah. So if you've got a kid around the age of 10 saying to you, Mom, Dad, I'm worried that this is going to happen to us. I'm worried about this happening. I don't want to go anywhere. What can you say? Like, what can you say in response to your child being genuinely fearful of going into public places?
Yeah, and this is normal. Like when you get bombarded with this sort of stuff, you do get scared. It's a bit like shark attacks. You know, people get incredibly scared every time there's a shark attack. But the reality around the likelihood of it occurring is very, very low. So helping them to understand just how small the likelihood of them being hurt is and the importance of them continuing on in the way that they normally would is really, really important. And managing your own fear and anxiety and the way that you're expressing that is even more important, because you're the one that needs to be calm for them. You're the one that needs to be supporting them.
Mm. See, I'm in a situation with my eldest where she wants to go to the Bruno Mars concert next year.
Yes.
And I feel extreme anxiety over that now because of what happened at the Ariana Grande concert. And I know rationally that that's, you know, it's not probable that it's going to happen again. But still, there's still a small part of me that is really scared to let her go to an event like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And 3 or 4 weeks ago in the last wave of Paris attacks, my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, was in Paris at the time. And she was moved out of her accommodation on 4 occasions for fear of activity. And it was an incredibly anxiety-producing sort of period for me. But at the end of the day, I need to manage my own anxiety and show up for her in a calm and supportive way and reassure her in the process.
So what kind of language are we using to reassure kids? Because I mean, we've got to temper it, but the thing is, like, they're taking it in everywhere. Trust me, my 10-year-old is in grade 5 and they're talking about it at school.
Yeah.
And, you know, when little kids get together, the language is heightened and, you know, all sorts of things are being thrown around. And when she brings it home to me, I'm not quite sure. I know you said match them, but I don't know what to say to her to make her feel safe anymore.
Yeah, so listening to her is the first thing. So let her express to you how scared she is and what it feels like. And then providing her with the opportunity to be able to talk through that is actually calming in and of itself.
Mm.
And so, you know, being able to put things in perspective is really important at this point. You know, yes, it seems like this is happening a lot at the moment. It's not happening any more than what it ever has before. The chances of it happening are very low. As they get older, starting to explain how these sort of situations occur and what drives them, give them, you know, some understanding around what's going on, and it's going to help them to put it in perspective themselves over time as well.
Yeah, and like I said this the other day, what I try and focus on and get the girls to focus on is how these tragedies also bring out the very best in humanity. And we hear stories like Kirsty's where people put their lives at risk to help other humans. And, you know, there's maybe one bad person and one extremist. But for that one extremist, there are thousands of people willing to help and love and be good. So that's all I've really had in response to, you know, always look for the helpers in these situations.
And that's an excellent way to go, Em. You know, we forget that for every terror attack, there's 100,000 other examples of how people have done some wonderful things and helped each other. And helping kids to start to focus on that, the positive bits rather than the negative, that's also going to help them a lot.
So, Trav, you're saying let them give them space to talk about it. Let them get it out. That'll build trust between the two of you too, I'm guessing.
Yes, absolutely.
Match their language.
Creating space for them just to talk about what they're feeling and then putting it in perspective and helping them to focus on what is really great in the world rather than all the things that are crappy.
Yep. Good point.
Good advice.
I'm glad you came. We needed you here today and everyone listening needed you, so thank you. And feel like you guys now, we hope we've armed you that you can go home and talk with your kids and help them sleep a little bit easier. Dr. Trav, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Trav.
Bye. So,
what do you got?
Well, I'll tell you, I found something and I thought, bloody hell, you'll bloody love this. A group of
bloody
guys.
Bloody lay it on me.
A group of guys, college students in the States.
Yep.
Are seeking a generic father figure to help them. Oh, no, I knew you would love this. To help them, it gets better. To help them host a barbecue.
Yes.
Now they put it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And they have it's gone viral, obviously. But they were very explicit in the things, and there's something that's counting you out.
Yeah.
Now let's have a little listen. Now this is Dane Anderson, who's one of the boys. Now this is legit. I went and checked. It's not fake news.
No.
Dane is one of the boys looking for the generic father figure. He's got some requests.
But you can't just be anyone. Barbecue dad has to fit the requirements.
You have to have been a dad for at least 18 years. You have to have about 10 years of grilling experience. You must call all of the boys Big Dog, Champ, Sport.
You guys are chief.
I am devastated because I would fly myself over there to do this. The only thing that I fall short on is 18 years
of dad, experience. I just love it.
You know what? I've been quite paternal to my mates for that long.
Yeah.
I've helped them out. I've built shit. Come on. This radio station, fly me over there.
You are so keen to do this.
What about me and my dad?
Oh, that'd be hectic. You and the Reverend.
Me and the Reverend.
Whoa.
We'll come in. He'll give you advice.
No, he'd give him a sermon.
Yeah. I'll teach you how to drink a beer out of a can in under 5 seconds.
It's so great. Look, and they can't afford to pay stand-in dad, but they said that they'll give him all the food and cold beer his heart desires.
Yeah.
And they just said, look, we're away from our dad.
I love it.
Can you maybe bring a grill?
I love that.
I feel like...
So what's actually happened here is the boys are throwing a party and they've realised they don't have a grill.
We want to have a barbecue. Yeah. Can you bring your grill and can you cook the food for us? I'm surprised they didn't ask him to bring the meat, to be honest. But that's okay.
Yeah, I'll bring the meat as well.
I know, buddy.
I want to do this.
I know. You got a faraway, romantical, wistful look in your eye. Yeah. And you said, you got a little tear and you said, God, I want to do this.
These boys need a helping hand. You know, they need a firm grab on the shoulder and just a look in the eye. You're all right, son.
Would you like me to offer you to Sydney?
You can offer me to Sydney.
Should we rent you out to someone who needs...
The highest bid... Wait, this could go wrong.
Would you like Harley to turn up to your barbecue
Do you want
at some
me at your
point?
Barbie?
It would be amazing. Maybe you're having a barbie and you need someone to work the grill and
you have
be your
someone
dude.
That overcooks meat. You know, and that's great Aussie tradition.
After we do the vagina bus,
yes.
Let's send you out to do a barbecue.
And do a sausage fest. The vagina bus and this is a sausage fest.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks for the incredible Voice Live Finals, Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9.
The voice is good. Enjoying it. Hello to all the kids as well. I know a lot of you guys. I get a lot of messages from mums and dads saying, on the way to school, we play along, and they love your poo chat.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids love a poo chat.
We're big with kids.
They do poo. They love talking about it.
I don't fill out ratings books though, kids. So
no.
Hurry up and turn 18.
Come on.
Well, we need to welcome. We're yet to give away the 50K.
Yeah, we're going to do it today. I feel it.
You reckon?
Oh, if not today, tomorrow.
Zelia, hello.
Hello.
In Mount Annan, what would you do with a 50,000?
Pay for my honeymoon next month.
Nice. Jeez,
where are you going?
I haven't booked anywhere, so hopefully I win.
$50,000
honeymoon.
That's how much a wedding costs.
Amazing, yeah.
Great. All right, well, Zelia, we did give away the letter earlier. Did you get that letter?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain I've got it.
Good.
Yeah, good.
All right, great. All right.
Who's doing it? Am
you
I
quiz
doing
it? You want to quiz it
I'm
up?
Going to quiz master it. The letter is D, Zelia. And you have 30 seconds. Your time starts at the end of the first question. We've got to take your first answer. Think about it.
Oh,
and just in your head, just say the first thing that comes into your mind. Here we go. All right. Name a kids' TV show.
Doctor Who.
A shoe brand.
DC.
A male celebrity.
Daniel Radcliffe.
A hobby.
Drinking.
A Sydney beach.
Dapto.
An electrical item.
Pass.
A book.
Dear Diary.
An occupation.
Drama.
A video game.
Pass.
A type of tea.
Oh!
You were good. Very good.
$100 goes your way.
You know what I like is when I said occupation and you said drummer, and that is the worst job.
What about a hobby? Drinking.
Drinking. Absolutely excellent. It's my hobby.
Good on you, Zelia. You were strong. You were competitive.
Yep.
I had a little bit of sweat in my pits that we might give it away.
Yeah.
But you well done. Good. You're welcome back at
Thank
the show
you.
Anytime.
Thank you,
well
guys.
Done.
Good on you, buddy.
And Dapto is not a beach. So
Dapto.
That's all right. Doesn't
Did she
matter.
Say Dapto?
Yeah, look, she could have gone DY, Dolls Point, but that's okay.
Dapto Dogs.
Doesn't matter. We'll be playing again tomorrow. Now, look, yesterday we launched something so exciting and I was nervous, but oh my goodness, Sydney, you have jumped on board. We put a video up. It's been viewed over 100,000 times. We've just checked our entries, hundreds of entries already.
Yes.
The registration page has only been up 12 hours.
You're going to have a very big vagina bus.
The bus is going to be huge.
Got to include bus in the end of that.
Good. This is very important. We've decided we want to put women's health in the forefront and Hallie and I want to take a bunch of you guys, well, it'll just be me in reality, to get your first ever pap test, or perhaps you've left it
for a
very long
time. I
support
you guys. You go and
this will be my thing.
And I'll cook a barbecue or a sausage fest out the back. Oh.
In a little thing that has a little thing.
Oh, yes.
We love vaginas. We love vaginas. The vagina bus is coming, and everybody's spreading their legs to get a pap test. It's really quite important. The vagina bus is coming.
I had no jokes. If you go read, there's 3,000 comments, and half of them are parents saying, "My kid is walking around singing, 'Vagina bus is coming, vagina bus is coming.'"
Now, listen, almost half or over half of the population have one.
Yes.
And those who don't came out of one. So everyone grow up. It's fine. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
It needs to be discussed.
It's important for men, too, to harass the women in their lives. Yep. 43% of Australian women are not up to date with their pap tests.
Yep.
And, you know, and it is awkward, and it's something you put off, but it's just so important, and I'm so passionate about this, and I want to take away the stigma of you guys not getting yourselves checked. And we're joining us now is Jen from the Central Coast, who is a walking poster woman for why you need to get your pap test regularly. Jen, thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you for the vagina bus. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
I think it's such a good thing, you know. Every woman needs to do this.
Well, you would. Now, you didn't have you left the pap test for 5 years.
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time, too awkward, hate the thought of it.
Mm.
Kept putting it off. Never had a bad pap smear, always was a little bit late with them.
Yeah.
And just thought, I'll get to it, basically.
Yeah. And then you had some abnormal bleeding and thought, I best go in. So what drove you in was finally a symptom, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, and I thought, being 40, I may be going through the change of life.
Yeah.
But so that's why I went in, really. Mm. I didn't even really go in for a pap smear. And then my doctor said, well, when was the last pap smear? And I went, maybe 5 years ago.
Mm.
And she was like, right, well, let's do one now. And had she had not done that, if she had said, we need to make an appointment to get one done, I would have put it off. I wouldn't have done it because I would have thought, it's not a big deal. I'd Googled it. Dr. Google told me that I didn't have cervical cancer, so I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, God, Jen. So this doctor, she saved your life.
Yes.
So what ended up happening? You got the test results?
She rang and said, come in. And straight away I thought, well, that's not great.
Mm.
So I went in, and actually my husband was home at the time. He goes, I might come with you. And so she sat down and she goes, well, basically it's cancer. And she goes, it's not even a cell change. It's cancer. And she said, when was your last pap smear? I said, at least 5 years ago.
Mm.
And she goes, that's the problem. And that's the problem. If we leave it, it grows. You know, if you catch it early, it can be fixed. And it's the only way you can fix it is by pap smear.
So what stage were you by this point?
Stage 3.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it was pretty gruesome because it's 8 weeks. They couldn't operate. It was too far gone.
Oh, Jen.
Yeah. So, I mean, having that conversation with the kids that are girls and going, well, you know what, I stuffed up.
Yeah.
I should have had a test.
Yep.
But it was a bit uncomfortable. But 8 weeks of intensive radiation and chemotherapy is a little bit worse than a pap smear.
Yeah, it really is. Pap smears are inconvenient and so is cancer, right?
Yeah. And pap smears, if you don't have time for a pap smear, you don't really have time for cancer.
No.
I had to move away from my family because my local hospital couldn't do the treatment.
Yep.
And it's treatment every day for 8 weeks. Gosh. With weekends off, you know, so I only see my kids and family on weekends and there's no guarantee. No doctor's going to say, 8 weeks of treatment and you're done.
Mm.
you're not, you know, like, and you've got that over your head. Every 3 months I have to go for a test, you know, to make sure it hasn't come back.
So,
you know,
so you're in remission. So you're in, you're okay. And how long ago was this?
This was this time last year.
Oh, my God.
Exactly this time last year, I was sitting in a chair having chemo.
Oh, Jen. Yep. Well, well done on being in remission, you warrior woman.
Yeah, so at the moment you've got good news, you're in remission, but your message great really news. Is everyone's got to get on that bus.
So this...
Absolutely.
And I just, I'm so grateful for you sharing this and bothering to call us and wanting to, and being so articulate and beautifully spoken about it. And you are more strong than I can be, or any stupid opener or anything. You are someone who left it and thank God caught it. But I just, I'm so glad for you, and you look after yourself, and thank you so much for being so generous with your story.
Oh, thank you for putting it out there and making it something people talk about. You know, husbands, ask your wives. Because my husband looked at me at that doctor's surgery and said, why have you left it 5 years?
It's like, true.
I've been busy.
And I think men assume, oh, that's secret women's business. Yeah, they'll take care of it.
No, everyone talks about it.
Women always take care of themselves last. That is always the case. Well, Jen, stay in touch. Look after yourself. Thank you for being a gem and sharing your story. And if that doesn't motivate all you women listening now, I don't know what will. You can register at todayfm.com.au. It's right on the front page. We've already had hundreds of entries. I'm going to get as many women across the line as I can. Please, please, please. And if you can't get on the bus, ring your GP right now, today, and book that pap test in. Thanks, guys. Look, I don't know if you know this, but I've always secretly wanted to be a newsreader.
Have you? I genuinely did not know
that. I used to worship Yana Vent.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Yana?
Yeah.
And I used to watch it. Like, she had short hair on telly. And for me, Madonna and Yana were about the only two women with short brown hair that I watched. And so I thought, got my own radio show.
Yeah.
Why can't I be a news reporter?
You can be a news reporter.
So I give you now. M super important news report. Better turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my voice. Chris Hemsworth has set the usually moist crotches of gamers everywhere on fire by announcing that he'll be appearing at Sydney's Comic and Gaming Expo, Supernova. However, the great unwashed and still living with their parents, even though they're in their mid-30s, have been left reeling after they found out it would cost them $200 for a photo with the star. One gamer, Smurfy McNolife, said,
if I want a selfie with Thor, I usually just take off my pants and set the timer.
That is.
Good one, Smurfy. Moving on, renowned live singer Britney Spears was performing in Tokyo sometime in the last 3 days and proved that her kind of talent doesn't need a microphone. Brit has appeared on stage in a Hannibal Lecter-style mask. If Hannibal were off to a gay sauna during Mardi Gras and the thing was Go Hard or Go Liberace, when halfway through her anthemic hit, Slave For You... she attempted to remove her mask. Unfortunately, whilst doing so, she also ripped off her definitely turned on microphone clean from her face. But her flawless vocals never once wavered. Even as her mouth appeared unable to move due to her bedazzled muzzle, she sung on. I should mention she did all of this while working a stripper pole. Your move, Beyonce. Turning to sport, and in the vicious world of spelling bees, one day you're in, and the next day you're showing your undies to the boys for a steamed dim sim under the school tuck shop. That certainly won't be the case for Smarty Pants and Nanya Vignier, who recently took out the US National Spelling Bee. And Nanya was not the favourite, but quietly set about destroying the competition, nailing words like Gwinniad. Spell that shit, Ananya.
Gwinniad.
Gwinniad. G W Y N I A D. Gwinniad.
That is correct.
Gwinniad? What even is that? Besides, obviously, what Gwyneth Paltrow would call the robot hobbit version of herself. Finally, it was down to just two, and our girl and Nanya found herself locked in a fierce duel with well-known raconteur and spelling bee playboy, 14-year-old Rowan Rajiv. Rowan was asked to spell the word marum.
Marum, M-A-R-E-M, marum.
No, Rowan, you idiot. Clearly, it's M-A-R-R-A-M. I mean, I only know that because it's written here in front of me, but I don't claim to be king of the bee, buddy. Here's the moment our new queen took the crown.
It's confident initially.
Maracan.
She knows what it means.
M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N. Maracan.
That is correct.
Congratulations,
Maracane, more like Maracaned it. And that's all for M's Super Important News Report.
Yay! I do particularly love that your sport was a spelling bee. It is great.
I think you'll be hearing more from that segment.
I think that's going to be a daily.
No. Do you know how long it took me to write? And like then I'm like,
it's
am I even?
It's a monthly.
No, it's a yearly.
A yearly.
Hey, Em, it's Gogs. That was awesome. You nailed it. It's Gogs. That was an awesome news report. Mate, I reckon you should do it from now on. You can take over my job. That was great. It
took me so long.
Gogs, you do that every morning.
I don't want to do that ever again. Thanks, guys. I had a bit of a pretty woman moment.
Yes.
I decided that I'm trying to grow my hair long.
Yeah.
For a reason, I'll admit that.
Why?
I'm going to get fried for it and there's people are going to make comparison photos.
Oh, whatever.
I'm sick of being told I look like Kris Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Kris Jenner. The mum.
Which one?
Okay. The mum in jar of the Kardashians.
Yes.
People always, and it's like, I also get told I look like Ruby Rose.
Not the transgender mum.
No, the actual mum.
The mum.
Right. And she.
I'm just being sure. I don't know what's going on.
Not Bruce.
Christian
who
and
is
Sarah
now.
Are in hysterics.
No, that's Bruce, who's now Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Not Caitlyn.
No, Kris Jenner.
Her.
The woman who gave birth to the
very
children.
Confusing.
I know. And she has short brown hair, and people say that I look like her.
Right.
And I don't want to look like her in any way.
No.
And so I decided that perhaps I'll get myself some hair extensions while I'm growing my hair a bit longer.
Yeah, because you're the most impatient person.
I am.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I
Christian's just showing you a photo.
Yes.
Do you think I look like her?
Yeah, I can see it. It's just...
Get out.
She's not an ugly person.
You... It's not about ugly. I'm not sure... I just don't particularly like how she pimps her daughters out.
Sure.
But
looking like a person doesn't make you the person.
Yeah, but I don't want to remind people of her either. I don't want to be sending out Jenna vibes.
Yeah.
There's a blanket rule on this show that we never talk about the Kardashians.
Is it?
I'm breaking it now. I'm breaking that rule right now. Did you talk about them while I was away?
No.
I've talked about them. I've written a brain detainment about them. I didn't know there was a rule.
I mean, that was for comedic purposes.
No, I feel like I'm going to write about them.
Anyway, so I...
Yes, you're going to get your hair because you're the most impatient person I think I've ever met.
Yeah, so I booked myself in. I booked myself in to go get a consultation with a very schwanky hair extension place. Like, full on. You have to have a consultation before they will take you on as a client.
Right.
You have to prove yourself to these people.
Yes.
And it was in a very posh suburb. And I walked in and I literally opened the door, took one step, and the receptionist, who had the most beautiful, glowing, flowing mane of locks I've ever seen, put her finger up and said, "Oh no." And I looked at
They'd seen the ratings.
I said,
"Get out."
They'd seen our ratings.
Oh, no. You get out of here.
That we are well and truly last in the Sydney radio ratings. No, and so I'd had it, as you know, we got the rating results and I was very upset.
You thought you'd go again.
And I thought, I'll go and make myself look pretty.
Yeah.
And she said to, and I looked over my shoulder and straight away I've got the prickly tears in my eyes. So I can feel myself. And I said, What? She said, "No, your hair's too short. We can't.
So you need long hair to make your hair longer.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm like, right. Yep. And then I said, "Oh, so should I, like, I got a park. It took forever. I bought a ticket.
Yeah.
I had my special shoes on.
Yeah.
And the problem with my special shoes, right?
So you don't enter quietly.
No. So my I walk in like, okay. And of course, the ground is pristine white marble made from the tears of albino unicorn babies.
Yeah.
And so, and she says, and then she said, "Oh," and then she could see I was a bit upset. And so she says, "Oh, look, you can still have a consult if you want."
Yeah.
So,
you can pay for us to tell you what I just told you.
So I went up the steps.
Yes.
And I wasn't
there was
even...
an army of fairies running up.
And I went to grab the chair to sit down, and the lady doing the consult went, "Oh, no."
No.
God.
Off you go.
What do you mean? I just want a little fringe. Yeah. I just want a little Edward Furlong circa Terminator 2 fringe. Yeah, just give me that.
Just want a fringe on.
Just give me some fringe.
Yeah. And you got a fringe.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted one that's kind like Meg Ryan-y, 1990s, you got male Shaggy Bob.
I could do it.
You reckon? Yeah.
Goodness. Look,
I just sew it into my head?
I would never need to sew it.
Like, I would take that.
Just some spray-on glue in it, and I'll just throw a whole lot of old hair at your head and hope for the best.
That's all I want. That's pretty much how I do my life.
Yeah.
Just spray on some glue, throw shit at it, and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So then I didn't, I didn't sit down, and she said, she just turned her back, like the consult was over.
Yeah.
So then I had to go back through the salon, and every woman in there was four women in there getting their bits stuck in, and I was so jealous. I had so much hair envy, but I had to just like back out.
It's like, a different sound leaving, isn't it?
Trying to maintain a shred of dignity. Yeah. And you know what I was wearing yesterday? I had a sequin jacket on and an animal print skin.
Yeah, you're very discreet.
And then I sat in my car and I cried about the ratings and I cried about my my pathetic short hair that can't even be extensioned because it's so crap. And I...
What about a face tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
That'll fix it.
Well, I do. I have already have two face tattoos in my eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get my eyelashes stuck on today. I'm going to get my teeth whitened. Guess who's compensating?
Yeah. The MRCI.